A shout out to our newest donors, Riley from White Plains, Grant and Ian from Ohio, and William and Zoe from Brooklyn, New York.
If you'd like to donate to Bedtime History, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or via Patreon, and you can find that link at bedtimehistorystories.com and click on Donate in the menu, and there you can get a shout out and access to our 200 plus episodes ad-free.
Love is one of the greatest emotions known to mankind. It propels people to accomplish great feats, fight valiant battles, and overcome insurmountable obstacles. Love inspires people to write songs, present gifts, and erect monuments. And throughout the centuries, amazing architecture has been built in the name of love. Some are world famous, while others are known to but a few. These lovely structures might look like fairy tale castles, glorious mosques, coral caves, or even spectacular spaceships. So let's take a look at some of these wonders of architecture built in the name of love. First, and undoubtedly the most famous, is the Taj Mahal in India. Many centuries ago, in the 1600s, there lived a mighty emperor named Shah Jahan. He had a lovely wife, the Empress consort Mumtaz Mahal, whom he loved with all his heart. In 1631, at age 38, Mumtaz became pregnant with the Shah's 14th child. The months passed, and she joked with the Shah about the baby-to-be. Would it be a rambunctious prince or a feisty princess? They laughed over names and imagined their newest child joining 13 royal siblings. The happy day arrived, and the baby was born, a beautiful little princess. But all was not well. Mumtaz's health quickly declined. Doctors tried everything to help the empress, but were unable to save her. Tragically, she passed away the same day. The Shah was inconsolable. He loved his wife beyond measure. He didn't know how he could go on. He didn't want to lose her or the memory of their beautiful life together. Out of his grief, an idea blossomed. He would build an awe-inspiring mausoleum and mosque to honor his young wife. He hired architects, contractors, and over 20,000 workers. Over the next 22 years, the amazing marble structure called the Taj Mahal, or Crown of the Palace, slowly rose from the dusty plain, reaching a height of 241 feet. When finished, it was the most glorious building most had ever seen. An immense white marble structure with a glistening, onion-shaped dome, surrounded by four smaller domes and four tall minarets, or pillars. These minarets were constructed in such a way so that if there was an earthquake, they would fall away from the building. Massive arches were adorned with marble calligraphy. Inside, the walls and ceilings were decorated with colorful paintings of leaves and flowers, surrounded by semi-precious jewels and passages from the Quran. Outside, glorious gardens and trees were planted. Fountains and a reflecting pool were installed to create a place of beauty and serenity. After his death, the Shah and Empress Mumtaz were laid to rest in this amazing structure, which has been called one of the universally admired masterpieces of the world. More than 6 million people visit the Taj Mahal every year, and in 2007, it was declared one of the new Seven Wonders of the World. Next up is the Swallow's Nest, or the Castle of Love, in Crimea, Ukraine. To get an idea of what it looks like, imagine taking the Disney Castle in California and plopping it on the edge of a tall, rocky cliff, with one corner dangling 100 feet above the Black Sea. Originally built in 1895 out of wood, it was called the Castle of Love, but no one knew who the castle was built to honor. The second owner was the doctor to the Russian Tsar, and he gifted the castle to his wife. In 1911, the castle was bought by a German baron, torn down and rebuilt in white marble. Like any amazing castle, it sports turrets, towers, and fluttering flags. It's surrounded by a white marble terrace over dizzying ocean views. Due to its beauty and unique location, it's been featured in several Russian movies. However, an earthquake struck in 1927 and cracked the massive cliff, breaking off a huge chunk. But the castle survived intact, with only a few items tumbling into the sea. Fears for the safety of the castle and its occupants caused it to close for the next 40 years. But repairs were started in 1968, and the castle is now an Italian restaurant hosting romantic oceanfront dining. If you're afraid of heights, you might not want to dine at this clifftop castle. And Europe is not the only continent with castles. In Homestead, Florida, USA, there's a truly unique castle. Not one of marble or limestone, but coral. It's called the Coral Castle, but looks more like an Aztec temple. The story starts in 1913, where there lived a 26-year-old man named Edward Liedskalnin in Riga, Latvia. He fell madly in love with a 16-year-old girl named Agnes Scuffs and asked her to marry him. She said yes, and all seemed to go perfectly until the big day. On the day of their wedding, Agnes refused to marry Edward. Edward was crushed. His broken heart would not allow him to stay in Latvia, so he took off for distant shores, spending years traveling through Canada, Texas, and California, before arriving in Florida in 1918. There he bought some land and started building stone sculptures to keep himself busy. But thoughts of Agnes crowded his mind. He couldn't forget her and the love they might have shared. In 1936, he bought 100 acres of land and spent the next 4 years building a small square castle out of massive blocks of carved coral, plus fountains, furniture, and sculptures. It's believed that Edward moved and carved over 1,100 tons of coral by himself, using basic tools, levers, and pulleys. Since he stood only 5 feet tall and weighed barely 100 pounds, this was quite an impressive feat, and one fueled out of his unrequited love. Agnes probably never learned of Edward's adventures or the coral masterpiece he built in her honor, but British rock singer Billy Idol heard and was so impressed that he wrote the song Sweet 16 about Edward, Agnes, and the Coral Castle. The next castle is also in the United States, in my own state, in Arizona, in the city of Phoenix, and it's called the Mystery Castle. But this isn't a fancy castle like the ones you'd find in Europe, with turrets, spires, moats, and drawbridges. It's a cement castle built square, short, and sturdy to withstand the desert heat. So how did this castle blossom out of the Arizona desert? Well, the story starts in Seattle, Washington, in the 1930s, where a man named Boyce Luther Gully lived with his wife and their young daughter, Mary Lou. Boyce adored his daughter and loved reading fanciful fairy tales to her, stories brimming with castles, princesses, and dragons. But when Mary Lou was 5, Boyce contracted tuberculosis, a deadly disease and a very contagious one. He knew he needed to leave so he wouldn't pass the disease on to his wife and child. He left without telling them where he was going, perhaps so they wouldn't follow him and risk catching the disease themselves. Boyce moved to Arizona and for the next 10 years built an 18-room castle by himself in honor of Mary Lou, complete with secret compartments filled with gold nuggets, jewelry, and coins, treasures worthy of a princess. He also installed a trapdoor with a note saying that it must not be opened until 1948. By 1945, sadly, the disease was catching up with Boyce, and he lay dying. He wrote a letter to his daughter telling her he'd built a castle for her. Mary Lou and her mother raced to Arizona. It's unknown if they made it to Boyce in time, but they were stunned by the castle he'd built for Mary Lou. They followed his wishes and did not open the trapdoor until 1948. When it was opened, they found a treasure trove of sentimental items, including a picture of Boyce, a Valentine's Day card Mary Lou had given him earlier, $1,000 in cash, and a handwritten note. Mary Lou and her mother lived in the castle Boyce built for the rest of their lives. The castle still stands today and is now open to the public. And last on our list of amazing structures built in the name of love is the UFO House in Puerto Rico. But unlike the immense Taj Mahal or the clifftop castle, this is a science fiction house built in the shape of a UFO, or flying saucer. About 40 years ago, there was a young creative man named Roberto Sanchez Ramirez. He was madly in love with his teenage girlfriend and told her he would build her a house, one truly unique and innovative. One that looked like a UFO. His girlfriend didn't believe him and eventually broke off their relationship. Roberto was crushed. He knew he had the skills and vision to create his masterpiece, so he went on to higher education and to earn a living became an industrial arts teacher. Eventually, he purchased a piece of land in Puerto Rico, and upon retirement 40 years later, started building his long-awaited UFO masterpiece. He built the Flying Saucer House with reflective panels, flashing lights, and a sound system featuring music from the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind. He added colorful, abstract paintings of planets and floating furniture with mood lighting. He hung trash cans from the walls and tables from the ceilings to give a feeling of items floating in space. And when his former girlfriend saw his incredible creation, she tried to reconnect with Roberto, but Roberto had matured and moved on with another lady who supported his creative visions. If you're ever in Puerto Rico, look to the hills for the UFO that love built. What do you think of these architectural wonders? Is there a house, castle, or monument in your town with a fascinating story? If you could build any type of structure to honor someone, what would it be? I'd love to hear from you and learn more. Click the link in the show notes below if you'd like to share your story. A big thanks to those who have shared their thoughts. Ronan from Australia said he'd like to hear an episode about King Kamehameha of Hawaii. That'd be a lot of fun to do an episode just about King Kamehameha. But you can also check out our episode about Hawaii, and King Kamehameha and his empire are featured there. We want to give a shout out to Ari in Los Angeles for suggesting the Pokemon episode, which we ended up making. We thought that was a great idea. Graham from Rockbridge, Ohio, shared an idea about the history of NASA and National Park. So everyone, thanks for those episodes and all your kind words and suggestions. We hope you enjoyed this episode about architecture built in the name of love. Be sure to tune in next Monday for a new episode.